You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Philippians 1:27-28. Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of you that you stand firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel, and not frightened in anything by your opponents. This is a clear omen to them of their destruction, but of your salvation, and that from God. So our theme this week is the common life. And Paul here in Philippians is writing with chains on his wrists to the brethren in Philippi to stand together for the good news. Maybe it's especially on his mind because he's alone in prison. He wants to emphasize that they are not alone, but that they should stand together with their banner for the gospel of Jesus Christ. He gives them an almost militaristic picture of lining up against the opponents and standing firm. Once upon a time, I landed in a new place. I was doing university Christian outreach work, and I knew what I was getting into. It was going to be tough. I really didn't have a coworker. Yes, I had the brothers that I lived with, but see, in our houses, we support each other, but we all don't have the same assignment. That is, I was working with university students in this case, but my Servants of the Word brothers were not. It was tough. So I went looking for some other guys doing the same kind of work. I did find some in some other churches, the university outreach, and we would pray together for the campus. And that was good. But it wasn't until I found a brother to come work with me that things got a lot better. Then we were united. We could work together. It was much easier to fight together. So I'm not there anymore. Now they have a big staff. Things are going much better. But all that's to say, I hope with Paul that you could have some co-workers in the gospel, that if you do, you really see them as a gift and that you really stand with them. We have this little line in our Servants of the Word covenant. It's in a section about our call. In this section, we talk about our call to be disciples of Christ, to be servants, to do our duty and service to the Lord. Our call. But the little line in our call that always gets me is this one. As his servants, we also serve one another, so that we might serve the Lord together as one man. This is like what Paul is saying here in Philippians. Stand firm in one spirit with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel. One spirit, one mind, one man. Our covenant uses this image, serving as one man. It's kind of a funny image, one man. It makes me think of the funny shows from when I was a kid. You'd get a few kids standing up on each other's shoulders to get taller. They'd put on a beard, drape over some baggy clothing, and they'd kind of, you know, hobble in unsteady and pretend to be an adult, a big one man. But it usually didn't work out. This is what we want in the Servants of the Word. No, we don't want to stand on each other's shoulders and drape big clothes over us. No, we want to be one man. We want to serve together as if it's not just me, but as if we're all one man, one united servant of the Word. Paul says, in one spirit. That's like one breath, having the same breath. If we were all to breathe that same breath, have the same impulse of the Holy Spirit, then we'd be more like one man. Paul says, in one mind, which we all want to have this mind of Christ. If we did have it, all have his mind, then we'd be more like one man. This line in Servants of the Word Covenant also says, we serve one another so that we might serve as one man. Serving one another, this is like Christ. Our Jesus who served us, he laid down his life for us. He told us also to love one another. The more we love one another, the more we lay down our life like Jesus, the more we are like him. And the more we're like him, the more we are one man. So this 40 days, this Lent, maybe God could also show you how to lean into the common life that he's given you, to notice it, to really give thanks, to lean in, to be more like one man, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.